From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's not backing down from proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports.
Our country on trade has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world, whether it's friend or enemy. Everybody. China, Russia, and take people that we think are wonderful, the European Union. We can't do business in there. They don't allow. They have trade barriers that are worse than tariffs. They also have tariffs, by the way, but they have trade barriers far worse than tariffs.
While Mr. Trump said there will be no trade war, the Speaker of the House, fellow Republican Paul Ryan, among others, is said to be extremely worried about the prospect of growing trade frictions. The proposed tariffs, 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum, would hit U.S. neighbors Canada and Mexico the hardest. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Mr. Trump in a phone call the tariffs would be an impediment to ongoing NAFTA free trade talks. Chrystia Freeland is Canada's foreign minister.
As a key NORAD and NATO ally, and as the number one customer of American steel, Canada would view any trade restrictions on Canadian steel and aluminum as absolutely unacceptable.
The president Monday tweeted tariffs will only come off if a new and fair NAFTA agreement is signed. The top U.S. trade negotiator said slow progress after several rounds means time is running out to renegotiate the 24-year-old deal. The president of Burkina Faso is joined by leaders of Togo and Niger in a show of solidarity following twin attacks in Ouagadougou that claimed the lives of seven soldiers and wounded dozens. Togo's foreign Nassim Bey said an attack on Ouagadougou is an attack on all. An Al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility for Friday's attacks on the military headquarters and the French embassy. This is VOA News.